Hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you once again for the weekly podcast, back on the weekly schedule, which is a good thing. Nice to be predictable and consistent on the things that matter. And this week, what I want to talk about is the concept of positioning. I've had a couple of experiences in recent weeks where very simple things have been said. A couple of people have said things that have had a very big impact. And as I reflected on it, I realized that it's crucial in life to position yourself in two ways. One is to be positioned around people who can speak wisdom into your life. You know, you want to be around a certain kind of person that can speak real wisdom and insight into your life. I'll talk about that more in a second. And the other thing about positioning is that you need to be hungry. You need to have what I call a fundamental disposition. Like, so a fundamental disposition is like a way of being, a way of being in the world, of seeing in the world, of being expectant about sort of, you know, useful and valuable things coming your way. So I guess what I'll do first is, you know, is talk about what actually happened and just how impactful they were, and just how interesting it is that sometimes it's just a single phrase or a sentence or a simple interaction that can really shift your life in a different, you know, direction, but it won't happen if you're not, you know, capable of this fundamental disposition. So what is that fundamental disposition? It's a hunger, it's an interest in growing, it's, you know, the first chapter of my book, I talk about decision. It's about this mindset that most people don't have, which is kind of, I'm going to grow, I'm going to develop, I'm going to contribute. So when you build those sort of beliefs into your life, this kind of expectancy that things are going to develop and grow, then you just tend to be more attuned to those interactions. You know, I remember listening to Andrew Warner, who's a great entrepreneur, and he talked about, you know, not being on the sidelines of life. He said, you know, being in the arena, down on the field. He said, you know, who sits in the stands? You know, it's the drunks, it's people yelling, it's people who are too out of shape to be down on the field. And, you know, that's a pretty harsh sort of metaphor, but his point was kind of, the action doesn't happen in the stands. The action happens on the field. The action happens where people are kind of hungry and focused and really, you know, competing. And you want to be that person. You want to be that person that is out there on the field with that fundamental disposition. And if you do that, if you sort of go into each day fit, alive, switched on, then you're much more likely to be attuned to the wisdom that's out there. So for me, a couple of quick ones, and I'm very sensitive as always to the stories about my life that people go, well, I'm not into that, or but just you get the metaphor, you know, you'll understand that you could apply this to any area of your life. So a few weeks ago, I took the family on a holiday. We're up at the beach, and it was nice and warm. I took the bike up, and I was doing a lot of riding, and I was riding with this guy who was 60. But he was a former national road champion and a great guy and a brilliant rider. And I thought, man, if I could be that fit at 60. So I did, you know, we did one ride. There's a whole group of us and it was tough. It was flat out. And this guy was setting the pace and I'm just holding onto his wheel. And we ended up sort of on this long highway, just, you know, swapping off at the front, which means, you know, one person will set the pace. We all sit in behind and then you pull out and then you go to the front and do some hard work in the wind and then you swap and you keep doing that. But it was tough. It was, you know, we're doing about 50 odd kilometers an hour on the flat. It was really a heavy pace for about 2 hours. And then over coffee later, I sort of said to him, you know, first thing was I said, look, can you give me some advice? Like, you know, we started talking about gear ratios of all things. And he just started commenting on watching me. He said, you know, when I was watching you, he said, you know, you're doing this, you're using the wrong gearing and you're doing this and that. Basically, he said to me, you just need to spin in a much higher gear. Now you're going, well, I'm not into cycling. What does that mean? Friends, it doesn't matter whether it's cycling. What it was a very simple insight from somebody who was very experienced and quite wise. And I took that idea of spinning in what we call a higher cadence. Then I took it with me and started to really apply it. And it really changed my training and my competitiveness on the bike. Now, again, the cycling isn't the issue. What the metaphor here is, what the idea is that I was open, and I'm not going to say this in a proud way, but I was humble. I was I had humility in the sense that I wanted to learn, and I recognized that somebody knew more about something than I did. And positioning myself that way in two ways. One is humility. One is wanting to learn, being hungry for the wisdom of a wiser person. And, you know, second part of positioning was just being around this person, was just, you know, finding somebody who was doing something well and positioning myself in a conversation with them. So what I'm getting at here is that just a simple concept, just, you know, he only spoke for a few sentences, But because I was attuned, because I had the disposition, because I was hungry, I got the message. I got the wisdom that was available and really applied it. So the message in that is you could apply that to any area of your life. Who is the person that has the wisdom that you need? And there'll be people all around you. But so much of the time, we either are too busy or we don't have the humility to ask and say, you know, how do I do this? Or could you give me some feedback or advice? You know, in my book, I wrote a whole chapter on asking. And, you know, it's funny when I speak about it at conferences and I say, you know, talk about how entrepreneurs ask and how successful people learn to ask for what they need. It's funny, every time in the break, somebody comes up to me and asks me something outrageous. They go, will you mentor me for the next 12 months for free? And I'm going, you just said that because I just talked about asking them. Absolutely. So the second thing was, I spoke at a conference on the other side of the country about 10 days ago. It was great. I had a 2-day conference with leaders and there were some fantastic people there. It was about 50 leaders in the room and it was great to be in a space with people who were really professional and really hungry to learn and grow. And there was this fantastic lady there. Her name was Nancy and she was just a lot of fun and a lovely, warm person. And she was sitting on one of the front tables. This was a 2-day conference. I spoke for 2 days on a whole bunch of stuff. But at one point, you know, I don't drink alcohol, but I enjoy my coffee, right? So I had a couple of coffees and I was powering along and there was a little break and on all the tables, the conference organizers had put a lot of sugar in terms of like a lot of, you know, like jelly beans and all that sort of stuff. And I reached out to grab a couple of these because I was feeling a little tired. And Nancy just looked up at me and there was this look on her face. And she said, ooh, do you know what that's going to do to your adrenal glands? And I laughed. I said, no, do I want to know? And it started this amazing conversation. And it turns out, you know, that she had celiac disease, so she was very attuned to dietary things. And she just spoke to me a little bit about how, you know, excess sugar consumption affects your adrenal glands and creates stress and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, you crash your energy levels. And it was just fascinating. It was just like this one little conversation really got to me. I thought, yeah, if I'm going to really speak and write and encourage people on peak performance, then I'm going to have to be the message. I'm going to have to be the message. I'm going to have to be the person that actually does what I talk about. So I didn't eat those jelly beans. It was interesting. I was already aware of the impact of sugar and I was sort of, you know, in my life in general, I don't eat much sugar at all. But it was just this one concept from somebody that really got to me. Why? Because I was positioned where? Positioned in a room of people who were really trying to be successful in life and contribute. And positioned in the sense of humility again. I was open to learning. I was open to somebody who knew more about something, sharing that wisdom with me. And that has affected me. So even since then, I've even trimmed off more sugar. I just sort of more and more attuned to avoiding it. Now, this isn't a dietary podcast. This isn't telling you what to do. It was just this one interaction. So summary here is, you know, first thing is I want you to decide again. I want you to come back to this first principle in the book, the principle of decision of, you know, if I'm going to have these interactions, if I'm going to learn from people and pick up this sort of wisdom, then I need to be the kind of person that decides to live an uncommon life. No one can do that for you. Most people never do it at all, but it's really worth giving it some thought that you make that decision today to be a person who across all areas of their lives is going to grow. You know, gosh, there's just one principle, growing. You know, deciding that every day you're going to learn something, you're going to contribute something, you're going to develop. The second thing is, you know, in the book, I have a whole chapter on reference groups, which is just about where we position ourselves, the kind of people in our lives, who we decide to be around. So another sort of final reflection would be to say, it doesn't matter if you do the positioning, right? If you get yourself around the right people and you're open to learning, it doesn't matter what they tell you if you're not prepared to actually use it. And this has been a mantra in so many podcasts. I want to bring it to you again. It doesn't matter if you have all the best ideas in the universe. What matters is the ones that you actually use. So yes, position yourself. But then when you're learning things, when you're learning wisdom from other people, whether it's through journaling or just through reflection or through decisions and goals, you have to go, right, how do I use that knowledge? So for me with the cycling, I took that cadence knowledge and I really applied it immediately. And every time I'm on the bike now, when we're training hard, I'm really thinking about cadence. What, you know, where am I? Where am I in the chain? Am I in the wrong gear? Can I spin higher? So, you know, I've applied the knowledge. And again, with sugar, when I'm out there, out and about and I'm hungry or tired, I remember what Nancy said to me. I think, you know, your body, you know, you think you want sugar, but what your body needs is probably, you know, some more complex carbohydrates. It needs something more substantial so I can apply her knowledge in the concrete realities of life. So there it is. Be open to the wisdom around you. Seek it out. Look for people who really... Here's a question. Who is around in your life at the moment? One or two people. Think about it now. I'm going to go quiet for a second. Who are one or two wise people that have some wisdom that they could give to you if you went and asked them? Who are those people? Think about them now. Okay. Sometime in the next 24 hours, make a decision to ring them, write to them, email them, have a coffee with them, and be humble enough to ask their input in whatever key area you need input in. You know, we're often so scared of rejection. We think if we ask people for something, they'll say, I'm too busy, or I don't know, or they'll think you're weird. But I often say to people, you know, the price of admission. You know, I'm not worried much these days about seeming weird. I don't want to be like everybody else. And to come out and risk rejection and to ask for help or to, you know, ask somebody for their time is part of the price of admission of living an extraordinary life. So there you go. If you haven't got a copy of the book yet, Bridging the Gap, there'll be a link here somewhere around the podcast. So grab a copy of the book and, you know, post a comment at the bottom here. There'll be a long transcript, but at the bottom, you know, post a comment. What are you learning? You know, how does this resonate with you? And then I want you to grab this URL. I want you to post it on social media. Give people the link. Say, hey, listen to this. Share it with family and friends. I love giving this stuff out for free. All I ask is that you'd share it as widely as possible because I just love impacting more and more people. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. Post a comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know other things that you've learned, wisdom that you've learned from other people. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week.